The trade proposal went viral. It's fantasy land, but it involves Paul Skeens, and everybody knows the Pirates, they don't keep their stars. It would be unheard of to trade a guy with 5 years of team control, but the proposal included our Tigers. Clark, McGonagall, and Lorenzo for Skeens. Pair him up with Scooble. 1-2 punch. You have insurance if Scooble doesn't stay. You've got as fierce a rotation as there is in baseball. You could drop them both in 4 starts in a 7-game series. Of course, you would trade guys who aren't even in Double A to get a phenom and win a World Series. But it feels like that's fantasy land.
Yes.
So what I'd like to propose is a more measured, real conversation for us to have today.
Okay.
Matt Vierling's hurt. AJ candidly doesn't know what's going to happen with him. Yep. And it's concerning that it's the same injury. There's a team in fourth place in their division with a losing record on a skid that has a third baseman that the Tigers appreciate, covet even. John?
Is he currently injured?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the deadline is 2 months away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so time to heal up. John?
I can't believe you're doing this.
John, I want to know. Wouldn't you trade for Alex Bregman come trade deadline?
So the theory is if at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
You don't have to give up Clark or McGonagall here, okay? Would I give up a back-end top 100 prospect to get an everyday proven playoff performer at the biggest position of need on my baseball team that has proven to be a World Series contender? The answer is yes, yes, yes to Bregman, Bregman, Bregman.
So I like the direction of this a little bit more because, one, it seems realistic, but it also brings something that this team has a really good pitching staff.
Of course.
You got a really good bullpen. I don't know that you need to improve. You can always improve. Like, you could have every Cy Young winner, and you might still not win a World Series. We've experienced that.
Yep.
So add someone that can come in and provide key hits at key moments.
Need it.
It's someone who has been there and experienced that. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people, and when we talked about this earlier, we had people call in and we had people text in, Bregman's a traitor. I don't buy into that sentiment because he just simply chose another team that was going, he liked that contract better than he liked the ones that the Tigers put out there, albeit the Tigers offered more money up front. I don't hate the idea.
Okay.
It's a little bit exhausting for me.
Okay, that's honesty.
But
that's fair.
But I don't hate the idea.
It makes all the sense in the world.
And it's not exhausting just because I don't buy into the, well, he chose Boston, so we no longer want him here. That to me is lunacy. If it were to work out that Bregman were to be here, whether you had him at the beginning of the season or you get him at the trade deadline, the entire point of getting a bat like that is so that in September and October, you have a bat that you can count on. Because right now, who believes, I love what Javier has done. Who believes he's a bat that you can count on in October? Or Spencer Torkelson. Riley Green may, and Kerry Carpenter may be about the only ones. Dylan Dingler's kind of entering that category, but this is his first year. Like, you need a bat that you can rely upon in the postseason.
Yeah, I'm not bringing this up to troll. I know this show has a history with the Bregman phenomenon. The Tigers were infatuated with Bregman. He was the centerpiece of their whole offseason. They waited and waited and waited. They like him. He's good. They don't have a third baseman. The Red Sox, if this goes off the rails, fourth place in their own division, losing record, he's performing, will opt out. The perfect piece to add for the Tigers at the trade deadline is Alex Bregman.
And with the Red Sox look like they're going to become sellers, that's not a given yet.
No,
but
it's early.
They're trending towards being sellers. Look, it is exhausting with the name, but the reality is, you're out to make your team the best it can be. And, the Tigers, I hope, cannot allow themselves to be butt hurt, and they need to explore this if Vierling's out for the year. I don't think this is on the table if Vierling's not out for the year.
Okay.
But I think that's probably trending that way based on just how does a rotator cuff get better when you're a baseball player and you throw it?
You were all over this, by the way.
Yeah.
That you were concerned if you could possibly play the year on a busted up rotator cuff as a baseball player. Like a regular guy might be able to avoid surgery and just go about his day. If you're a major leaguer playing the hot corner at third or playing the outfield, you can't fake it.
The arm stress is going to make it come back.
Yeah, of course.
So, look, it's not on the table if Vierling's not out. But I think this is a brilliant idea. And, you know, just because it didn't work the first time doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense again. And the level of prospect you're giving up is probably, I would think, below Lorenzo.
Okay.
I actually think it would be. If it's a
my point is I'd be willing to give up Lorenzo.
Now, if Bregman would be willing to opt into next year, which is the deal the Tigers wanted, then I think this makes, okay, now I can give a Lorenzo away. I'm not giving one of the top two guys.
No,
because it's still not a long-term thing for us. And it's
correct.
Attractive for the Red Sox because he could leave them too.
Like Bregman wins in the sense that he gets the money he wanted. He gets to leave a sinking ship for the best team in baseball. He gives the Tigers an everyday third baseman. There's still a chance that these two parties do link up long term. I've long thought that, even though he didn't pick Detroit. If you look at the gap between the Tigers' offer and his counteroffer, it's about $15 million.
Hey.
Well, what's the difference in this year's salary in Boston to what Detroit was going to offer? $15 million. He'd be made whole. There's still a world where he starts next year at third base for the Tigers. I just want to start the clock now while we're in a World Series hunt.
So, John, you know Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Red didn't go straight to Sewan Tenayo. You know, the Tigers didn't go get Bregman right away. Doesn't mean that you can't get there and get the deal done, though, right?
Yes.
Just take the long way. Let's do this. I'm with Jim.
Let's do
it. I'm just not going to be a troll about it.
Steve and Livonia, this is a serious conversation, I promise. What's up?
Hey. You know, it's enough as Bregman talk. Bregman didn't want to be in Detroit. He used Detroit for a bargaining chip to get more money from Boston because he could have had a better contract in Detroit. He just didn't want to be here.
So you don't want a good baseball player here?
He doesn't want to be here. Does he have a no trade clause?
Yes.
Not that I've seen. I mean, if someone has the reporting on it to suggest he's going to veto the trade here, then okay, but I haven't seen a no trade clause. Steve, well, why the apprehension on upgrading at third base?
Well, I'm not the apprehension on upgrading for third base, but do you want a player that doesn't want to be here? Do you remember Juan Gonzalez?
I don't know that he doesn't want to be here. In fact, we heard all the way up until the last half hour of these negotiations that he thought he was going to be a Detroit Tiger.
Steve, he gave us a counteroffer that he would accept. I don't know if that was brought up enough, but it was reported by Evan Petzl to the Free Press. There was a terms that him and Boris sent back that included a one-year opt-out and more money. And we said no. But he had terms he was willing to accept to play for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. I still think he used the Tigers for a bargaining chip, which is fine.
Oh, fine. We could trade for Nolan Arenado, and it won't be nearly the upgrade. You get what I'm saying? Like, he would be the best third baseman available. It's the clear biggest need for this baseball team.
So what? That happened in
March.
It's
business.
Now it's a different situation.
It is a different situation.
It's like Detroiters do this. I'm from here, but I...
Right. My feelings aren't hurt because he chose... I'm disappointed, but I'm not offended because he chose a contract that he felt was better for him in his career. And he will... You've said this. That you think whether it's this year at the trade deadline or next year...
I think it's in play. Yeah, absolutely.
That he's a Tiger.
This
because
like,
he's going to opt out.
It's like if when you came to the Lions, and let's say the Lions are doing bad, and all of a sudden the Patriots of 07 needed a right tackle because somebody got hurt. John Jansen's a traitor because he left Detroit. It's like, get out of the... Come on, grow up, people. Grow up.
Yeah, I'm not. My feelings aren't hurt because we lost out in free agency. Disappointed.
You wanted to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure if they were 0-7 and the Patriots needed a right tackle, you'd happily go play with Brady to get that ring. It's like they're getting mad at people. This whole thing is...
My feelings were hurt.
Ooh.
Because he didn't pick us. My feelings are hurt.
You know what? And the behavior of this ownership in the past was you did let yourself get butt hurt.
Well, there's a reason 91's not in the rafters.
Exactly. No. So what? He said no to us. If he'll come here this time because it helps fill a need...
And produce and deliver and win?
Yes.
Like, look, this team is in the World Series conversation regardless. But a World Series is not a given. And if you think the Dodgers aren't going to make moves at the deadline, like, you need to be in this to win it. And that's the biggest move that's realistic out there. Not this skiing stuff. It's 97.1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it sure as hell feels personal. I've been there, and it does. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Femininio. I've mentioned his slogan. He mentions his slogan, Get David, Get Paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or somebody you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, some ticket texts and phone calls. Our conversation with AJ Hinch coming up at 9:35. Tigers are in first place. They have five top 100 prospects. They are going to be in a great position come trade deadline. The Paul Skeens thing is fantasy land. Bleacher Report went viral. Hey, the Pirates are bad. They can't keep stars. What would it take? The Tigers could throw three top 100 prospects and get the ball rolling. It's fun to dream. I don't think it's real. A far more realistic option. No trolling, no smarm, is Alex Bregman. I know we've been down this road before, but Alex Bregman plays third base. Matt Vierling re-injuring his shoulder. Not sure what he's going to give him this season. The Red Sox have a losing record, fourth place in their division. Bregman's out right now, which means they're probably not digging out of this hole. But if he's healthy before the deadline, we know the interest was mutual. He gave a counteroffer he was willing to sign to be in Detroit. Detroit heavily pursued him all offseason, and the need is greater today than it's ever been. That's a piece that really moves the needle. You're chasing a World Series. They're in the mix. Nothing certain. Always looking to get better. I'd give up a back-end top 100 prospect if I knew he was opting in or we were working out a long-term deal, but I'd certainly be willing to part with guys who haven't even made it to Double A to upgrade this baseball team big picture. You're in a World Series moment right now. You're the best team in baseball. You got to act like it. 248-539-9797. And this is nothing to the contrary of the organization's public stance. Scott Harris has said, we will trade prospects to get better. Bregman. Mm-hmm. On the Skeens front, multiple people pulling up one of the many benefits. Skeens comes with Livy Dunn. Skeens, yes, but only because we get Livy. That's signed Greg.
Yes. Yeah, so what's your theory on that? Is as long as she's in the zip code, you have a chance to win her over?
Prospects for Libby Dunn all day, every day. That's an unnamed ticket texter. Here's a breaking news. She's not sleeping with you guys.
What was that?
On the Bregman front, this has clearly stirred some emotions. Screw Bregman. Didn't want us. Don't want him. Boston can keep his ass. If he wanted to be a Tiger, he would be. Good riddance. Fourth place. He's really helping them. Okay, guys. We'll just run McKinstry and platoon Andy Ibanez. Let's not upgrade because our feelings got hurt. Jay and White Lake, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
Good.
What's
good.
Up?
So, what a great conversation you guys are having. This is good radio, man. So, the Bregman thing real quick. Bregman, absolutely. I'm not one of these butthurt, over-emotional Detroiters that thinks, oh, he didn't want us, so we don't want him. Like you said, they made a counteroffer. He could have been wearing an old English D. It wasn't Bregman that didn't want to come here. It was his agent that kept it from happening because he's a shark. Like, I don't see that as a, I don't want Bregman because he hates Detroit kind of thing. I would completely jump on a deal with Bregman. What I disagree with, and you might think I'm crazy, is the Skeens thing for McGonagall and Clark. No way. It's kind of like we're going after Mitch Marner because the Wings are terrible. They need him. We don't need Skeens. It'd be great to back up Scooble with another ace, but you said it yourselves, guys, 2 minutes ago. You said this is a world championship team. We're already headed towards the World Series.
With really good pitching depth, Jay, right? With quality pitching depth up and down.
Sure. Yep. For sure. And we've proven that. We're not 10 games in. Oh, got to give it a little longer. We're not 30 games in. Oh, I don't know. They're going to slump. We're into the season now. There's no more there's no more excuses from frustrated Detroit fans as to, oh, it's all going to change. We're going to go downhill. We're not. I put $100 on them to win the World Series. I'm not a gambler. I never bet. But one of my employees is a degenerate gambler. So I gave him $100 and he put it on. But that's how much faith I have in this team as it is right now. Now, would the Bregman thing be great? Absolutely. But for what we'd have to give up as far as prospects have Skeens, I just don't think it's worth it based on what we already have in our pitching. If we didn't have Skubal, then absolutely I'd break my back to get that deal done. But I'd like to see what happens with Clark and McGonagall. I know they're prospects. I know you're talking
they're
about
exciting.
An intangible
I know.
Versus a tangible. But if we were in a different position, I would say absolutely put them on the chopping block, use them as leverage. But I don't think we have to. I think the Detroit Tigers, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I've been watching them since 84, they have the luxury of not absolutely having to do something like that.
Oh, I agree with you, Jay. I don't think Scott Harris is going to over leverage the organization or put him in a bad position. I think he's got them sitting pretty.
Yeah.
And I think you'd only be giving up a player like Clark or McGonagall for an alien, like a mutant like Skeens, right? And I don't even know that Skeens is available, so we've shifted to a more realistic conversation. You're not giving up McGonagall or Clark in a Bregman deal.
No, you're giving up prospects for what you think is a rental. Yeah. And maybe he opts in because you're accepting the contract that Boston gave him.
Super quick. A lot of texters today have pointed out, I'd rather have Devers than Bregman. He can play third.
No, he can't. He can't play third. He's terrible at third.
Okay, and the other thing is you're also getting a contract through 2033. Bregman's part of the Bregman package is that you don't have to give up much because you're either getting a rental or a one-year op player.
Yeah.
A couple ticket texts. Can Trey Hendrickson play third base, Frank, in Toledo? Twice in the last 10 minutes, Jim has casually said the Tigers are the best team in baseball. Head-to-head, Cleveland is better and the Dodgers are better. I just mean they have the best record in baseball.
Yes.
We'll hash the other stuff out in the postseason. And this one says, you keep saying our feelings are hurt. F you and your non-Detroiter ass.
Oh, you?
I was born at Providence Hospital. I grew up at 5 and Levan in Livonia. I've only lived in the state of Michigan.
Except you don't know anything about the state of Michigan.
I haven't been to Bronner's.
You haven't been anywhere. You haven't been to Canada.
That's not Michigan.
Bronner's is Michigan.
No, I know, but Canada's not Michigan.
No, it's not, but it is something that almost every Michigander has done.
Okay, I was a sheltered child. What are you going to do?
You're no longer a child.
That's right. And I'm going to Canada later this summer.
Are you?
Banff, we've talked about this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't pay attention.
You don't pay attention to me.
No.
I've lived in Detroit, Grand Rapids, went to school in mid-Michigan. I've traversed this state to call me a non-Detroiter.
Yeah, you have yet to see a one of the billboards for Bronner's. I'm not sure. You say you've grown up here and lived here. We're not sure that that's actually the case.
Thank you, Heather.
Well, now that pennies are going to kind of go away.
Are they?
Yeah, you didn't hear. You weren't here the day
Friday,
I talked about this. Yeah, they're
pay attention.
They're not going to be made. I think the last
on my day off now. Okay.
Says the last pennies are set to roll off the production line early next year.
Okay.
So they'll be gone soon. I mean, the ones in rotation will still. It's not like they're all just going to poof,
no,
be gone.
They'll
still
be everybody's
pennies.
Piggy banks.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the piggy banks, I've got some stats when it comes to coins and consumers. So Americans made only 16% of their payments in cash in 2023.
Oh, really?
Yes. And a 2022 survey found that 2/5 of consumers never use cash at all.
2/5.
We're swiping that credit card.
I don't use cash.
Or using the Apple Pay or Google Pay.
Yeah, whatever, which is basically the same exact thing.
It's just so easy.
Yeah, so the typical...
Tap to pay.
The typical household is sitting on $60 to $90 in just neglected coins, you know, enough to fill, they say, 1 to 2 pint-sized beer mugs.
Okay.
Which definitely makes sense. And they say the average jar of coins is about $58.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
I definitely have one. I mean, I rarely have coins anymore because I'm not using cash to buy things, but I have a huge jar, at least halfway filled with coins.
I know, like my grandpa's house, he's got one of those gallon jugs full of coins.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
People used to do that all the time.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, that was something like one of my chores if I wanted to do it, like was to to sort the coins and put them in the little rolls,
the
and
sleeves.
Then I take
At one point, I had a 5-gallon bucket filled with $100 worth of pennies because one of my teammates, Corey Raymer, a total jerk, lost a bet to me because Michigan beat Wisconsin, and he paid in $100
in pennies.
In pennies, yes. So I returned the favor a few years later, and in the back of my truck, which gets warm every once in a while, I had the same bucket of pennies, but I had set a jar of Vaseline on top.
Oh, no.
And it melted in between all of those, and I returned the favor. So,
lovely.
Yeah. Heather, what else you got? Pennies out there. I don't need to hear about this anymore.
Yeah. The Chrisleys, they're getting out of jail. President Trump announced yesterday that he will pardon the reality stars, Todd and Julie, probably known best for their Chrisley Knows Best show, or you don't know him at all. If
I've heard the name.
You don't know. You've never seen it.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Really? Yeah.
Me either.
Really?
Yeah.
What network?
I guess it's not that surprising. Probably E. I don't know what
Bravo
network it's
on.
Yeah. I mean, is it still on? I don't know. But they've been around for a long time. I mean, maybe. Do you know Savannah, their daughter? Never mind. Whatever. So
the
two of them,
yeah.
I'll tell you about them, were convicted in 2022 of falsifying documents to secure $30 million in fraudulent loans, also tax evasion. Todd was sentenced to 12 years. Julie was sentenced to 7. They were also ordered to pay $17.8 million in restitution. Well, their daughter, Savannah, who I thought maybe you would know her, says she received a phone call from the president, and he said, quote, your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope that we can do it by tomorrow. So they say by the end of today, they'll be out of jail.
They didn't find new relationships in there?
Well, you never know.
I don't recognize him at all.
Really? No. I mean, I guess it doesn't really surprise me. It's not like a show that, I mean, I get more of John not knowing it out, but you do have young daughters that may have seen the show. I just figured you're younger. You would maybe know of them.
I know the name.
Well, all right, whatever. This is crazy. A truck exploded in a Chicago suburb, damaging multiple homes, creating a debris field that spanned an entire block. The whole thing was also captured on Ring doorbell camera. And if you haven't seen it, just check it out, because this truck is just casually driving down the road, not at high speeds or anything. Yeah. And it literally just
explodes.
Boom, explodes. The truck goes, pieces go flying, homes. You can see the house that captured it. Like, the windows were breaking, the screens flew off the windows. It sounds like the explosion was ruled an accident. And surprisingly, nobody was injured, not even the driver. Minor injuries to the driver. And it sounds like it was a truck, it was a box truck that he rented to move some household belongings.
It's amazing when you see the video and to know that he wasn't injured. Can you imagine driving along and all of a sudden, like, you know, what happened?
I mean, just so that he
it
wasn't.
It looks like, it's
crazy.
That it's real, but it looks fake just how sudden it is.
Because I'm watching, I'm like, when's it going to explode? Whoa, there it goes. Yeah.
Kaboom.
The fact that he didn't also crash afterward, because that would have scared me enough to probably then crash the truck.
Yeah.
But it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's Heather with the news. Tiger manager AJ Hinch next, 97.1.